And health news. The Harper government is spending $250,000 to expand the anti-bullying program across the country. And Ottawa is also working with the Red Cross to implement this initiative. 680's Chris McCusker reports.
The program will train 2,400 young people to deliver anti-bullying workshops in their communities, and each facilitator will be committed to reaching out to at least 20 other kids. That means 48,000 young people will actually be helping each other combat the issue. Leslie Dunning with the Red Cross says she's happy to see growth.
We've been able to now expand it into all parts of the country, and hopefully one day we'll have it in every high school and every junior high school. That would be our goal.
And she adds it's a good fit for the Red Cross.
An organization that wants to build positive relationships among people. And so this absolutely fits within our mandate as a humanitarian organization.
Chris McCusker, 680 News.
One day after Angelina Jolie made her first public appearance since having a double mastectomy, there's new research on breast cancer and genetic mutations.
Jolie has the BRCA gene mutation that scientists now say is surprisingly common and deadly in black women with breast cancer.
African American women are more likely to get breast cancer at a young age, meaning less than age 45, than white women.
Dr. Jane Chirpek of the University of Chicago tells the AP genetic counseling and better understanding of the mutation might save more lives.
We can also focus then on preventing cancer for the next generation.
Her study finds one-fifth of black women with breast cancer have the BRCA mutations, a problem usually associated with Jewish women of Eastern European descent. I'm John Belmont.
New research is raising new questions about the cancer drug Avastin. The drug lost its approval for treating breast cancer nearly 2 years ago, and two new studies have found that Avastin failed to prolong life when used as a first treatment for people suffering with brain tumors. The drug is approved for treating brain tumors that have recurred, and doctors say it should still be used in those particular patients.